This is the Riverside Cyclones locker room chat here on FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Bryce Payton. Johnny came back with you, and coach, last week you look back, went into ACCHS against the Tigers. Obviously, they came in with a solid record and having a solid season, but your guys battled tough, had a lead at halftime, but ultimately ACCHS too much in the end, winning 32-13. So overall, coach, just what were your thoughts on that loss to ACCHS?
You know, I thought our kids played pretty well, especially the first half. You know, our defense is the last couple of weeks has been really good, and we kept us in it, and you know, we had a lead going into half, and we were up 13-0, and gave up a 50-yard run, and you know, just those little things that we preach about, and you know, if you're off a gap or we miss a tackle at the point of attack, and it goes for six, and you know, the second half, we went from running the ball really effectively to losing yardage on first and second down again, and this just makes it really difficult on third down to try to get a 15. So, but overall, I thought we played pretty well. Just looking to shore up some small things.
And do you still feel like kind of some of those young guys are still trying to figure out, as far as you know, in tight games like that, how to finish things off and how to have that stamina all the way through a game?
Yeah, and you know, kind of looking all the way back from the beginning of the season, we've got a lot of guys that hadn't had much varsity time at all. I think they're just now figuring out that they got to play for four quarters, or they got, you know, you got to drive their guy all the way to the whistle, and we got to pursued the ball all the way to the whistle. So just things that they aren't really accustomed to doing in a varsity game, to now you're asked to be one of those guys that does it on a consistent basis.
And there were some good things that you saw in that game. You talked about getting out to that 13-0 lead. So what were some things offensively early on in that game that you did like?
You know, well, I think it started with our defense. You know, we got the ball on good field position. from our defense, excuse me, and then, you know, ran the ball well. We had a couple of good calls and plays that we've been working on the last couple of weeks, and they got some bigger chunk plays, and then Todrick Duncan blocked another punt, and gave us another great field position, and we capitalized on that in the second quarter too. So there was just some good things that kept us in the game early, and I thought that was going to kind of propel us in the second half, but in fact, we just ran out of gas and, you know, just couldn't finish the game.
Now you look at it this week, you know it's going to be another one of those games where you've got to play all four quarters as you'll travel to Nemaha Central. We'll talk about that matchup with the Thunder when we come back. This is the Riverside Cyclones Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Riverside Cyclones locker room. Chaswell talking with head coach Bryce Payton, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist Office. And, well, coach, you flip the script to this week. You go on the road to Nemaha Central, another Big 7 League opponent. You haven't faced one since back in week 3. But Nemaha Central, they're a little bit different offensively without having Zach Kramer back there at quarterback. Obviously, though, with the running backs they do have, they can present some problems. So what do you look at here with the Thunder?
You know, we got to stop the run. You know, who cares what they're doing with pass if they're running the ball. So that's our game plan this week, you know, and our mindset, I guess I could say, from here on out, you know, we've been trying to stop the run as best we can, been just dealing with the passes when they come. But you know, they got a great front five on offense, and the, you know, the quarterback and running backs are really good at what they do, and just running behind those linemen that make it look pretty easy.
And you look at it defensively, is it kind of just the mindset of being more physical in a game like this and also having everybody rallying to the football? Is that more what you preach this week along with every other week?
Oh, yeah. You know, every week, you know, we tell kids, you know, they can't get upfield and little things. But, yeah, we're going to need all 11 on defense to be able to go towards football this week.
Well, coach, certainly wish you the best of luck against Nemaha Central coming up on Friday, but thank you as always for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I appreciate the coverage.
All right, coach, thank you. Bryce Payton, head coach of the Riverside Cyclones, joining us on our locker room chats. They are brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist Office on KNZA.